Mufti Saab, our first question for this particular segment: what are the rights of the employer over the employee?
Today I told my Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaa ul Haq Saab, we have some wonderful moments after the majlis when I go there to the room. So we are speaking something about employer, employee. So I told him, Hazrat, jo Allah Jalla Wala ne farmaya, 100% 110%, 500%, bilkul sach hai. Because 100% the truth what Allah says, inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. Who's the best person that you employ? He must be qawi and amin. Qawi, he must be active, he must be prepared to work and so forth. And he must be amin, he must be very honest. So I said, Hazrat, aajkal agar qawi ho, they so active. So they so active in filling their own pockets also. So you had a good laugh also. So you must have this combination. The person who's employee, you employing, he must be qawi, prepared to work, and amin, and be very, very honest. Then you will have great work done. If you get the person honest, then normally he's lazy. If you get the person active, he's so active that he will help himself. So remember, this is Deenul Islam. What is our deen? Hukuk wal hudud. Hukukullah, the rights of Allah. Hukukul Nabil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hukukul walidain, the rights of parents. Hukukul malaika, the rights of angels. Like that you have. So hukukul ibad, the rights of human beings. So it can. Hukukul hayawan, the rights of animals. And hudud, within the limits and confines of the sharia. That is deenul Islam. So what Islam says, take Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nasiha in the last moments, as-salah, guard your salat, don't miss salat in your life, fi safar wal hadar, on the plane, on the train, wherever you are, you must perform salat on time. And wama malakat aymanukum, over whom you have authority, jurisdiction, over your wife, how are you treating your wife? Every day the wife is crying. No, you can't do that, absolutely haram. You have jurisdiction, authority over your children. How are they? So remember, you are the teacher. How are you treating your students? You are the principal. How are you teaching your teachers and students? So you are the boss, the employer, the CEO, MD, managing director, and so many titles. So remember that, always do wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk. Do good unto humanity as Allah did good to you. Never think for a moment, it is my degrees that I'm sitting here. Never. It is the decree of Almighty Allah that Allah gave us these bounties and these favors. Hada min fadli Rabbi. It is not our intelligence, it is not our business acumen. Nay. Simple criteria you must use. Kamata dinu tudan. If you want people to treat you, you should treat them. And more so with our employees and so forth. So you must remember, show them the Muslim akhlaq and character. Don't say this is your wages, ABC. Now and then give them something extra. Give them a little bit money. Give them some biscuits. Give them some fish. Give them some bread. Whatever it is. So they will remember that this person, you see you ladies, that what you do, I don't say all, but many, that they overwork the staff. You know, the female staff you got, the non-Muslim in the house. And you underpay them. So one day if you take out 10, 20 rand and give, even they will start clapping cough and shaking head. You say, madam, today woke up from the right hand side. You see, so give for the sake of Allah, for your son and daughter and grandchildren. One balloon, one chocolate, 100 rand, 500 rand, we just bust up. So what is there if you give 10, 20, 50 rand sometimes to them? So that is what we must do. Do good to them also. And then is an invitation to Islam. So you must get such employee that is loyal and active. And everything must be agreed upon. The biggest problem is we keep too many grey areas. The person doesn't know the job description. So, and they don't know what to do and then properly. You know, we just run haphazardly. No. So do things professionally. And remember, the employee must be loyal to his employer. And you must be loyal to him. So that basically is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Saab, what is the best intention to make when one takes out sadaqah every morning?
Best intention to make, inna sadaqata la tutfi'u ghadaba rabbi. Ya Allah, remove all the calamities that were coming my way. You divert it from me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make husnul khatima. Whenever the time comes of death, then Ya Allah, let me pass away with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and make it the best day in my life. So swadaqah, anything you want to know about Islam is so beautiful, only if you understood it. Kullu yadda'i bihubbi layla wa layla la tukirru bidhak. When we were in school, then the teacher used to teach us Romeo, Juliet, all half the time lies also. So when we start studying Arabic and Islamic sciences, then the teacher teaches of Majnoon and Layla. So there was Majnoon. So Majnoon used to say, I madly. You see how long I pulled it? So it's a murder day on madly. The spelling is the same, M-A-D. I'm madly in love. The guy got married now last week, 2 weeks ago. He's shining, you know. He said, madly in love with my wife, like that. So he says, Majnoon, I'm madly in love with my wife, Layla. So somebody told him, hey, Majnoon, but I saw Layla's teeth. It's not very straight. And her eyes also got a squint. So look at what answer Majnoon gave. Majnoon said, you need to have the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Beauty is in the beholder of the eye, the person who sees properly, and so forth. So you must remember, that is swadaqah. Every Muslim says, I love Almighty Allah. I love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love Islam. Now let the deed and the creed correspond. So you take that 20 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, whatever, give it to a poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim, swadaqah. Now you are truthful, you love Almighty Allah. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Say, Allah, I gave for your love, you will give me better. وَاللَّهِ مَا نَقَسَ مَعْلُم مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ حَدِيثٍ in Mishkat Sharif. I take an oath on Allah, your wealth will never decrease when you give charity. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing his minister of finance. You know his minister of finance? He was Muazzin, the caller to prayer, and minister of finance, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah. His father's name Rabah, his mother's name Habab Hamama, and he hails from Habasha, from here, Ethiopia, his forefathers. Buried there in Babu Sagir in Damascus, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, second Muazzin, buried there, same graveyard, subhanallah. So anyway, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, anfiq ya Bilal, spend O Bilal, wala taqsha min dil arshi iqlal, spend from the public treasury, and do not fear the one who controls the throne and the entire universe. Anything in his khazana will diminish and decrease. Allah ke khazana mein koi kami nahi, it will never ever decrease. Allah Ta'ala, everything of his is unlimited. So make this intention, health, wealth, all musibat must go away, and we live with iman and we die with iman. That is a Muslim. And analyze the word sadaqah, so beautiful it is.
Mufti Sahib, what is the correct way of making niyyah for past sadaqah of my youth?
Remember when you were 14, 15 years old, you were playing football, playing cricket, playing soccer, playing this, all that. Salat came, salat went. Today you joined Tabligh Jamaat. Today you heard the lecture. Today you heard tafsir. Whatever it is, your life turned for the better. So now you worried about hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يوم القيامة الصلاة. When the court case takes place, the divine court case, we stand in the court of Almighty Allah, then we will be questioned regarding our salat. So you have to say, Ya Allah, my last Fajr namaz, my last Zuhur namaz, my last Asr. So everyone, you just say last. You got 1,000, and then everybody will get less. My one uncle, lo and behold, he made qaza for about 30, 35 years, I think. And time came to pass pass away, he passed away in the masjid. You see? So that is all Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, His mercy. When you love the masjid, then Allah gives you that. You know, Mona Ismail Saleji's waqiyah, there in Ispingo Beach, how he passed away in Sajda. We taught him with Allah's help. You know, as for us, it's a great honor that the students of Darul Uloom, graduates of Darul Uloom, Newcastle, Allah Ta'ala accepted them like this. So you must remember this, that Almighty Allah accepts whoever He wants. So we must have that special affinity. So just make intention, Fajr 2, Zohar 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4 and 3, and that is Hanafi school. Shafi'is and Malikis, they say you just read 4 for your Isha, it's fine. The witr falls away and is saqit and waved off. So that's how you will read your Qadha Salat.
What is a good dua to make for our fellow Muslims?
The best dua you can make for humanity is, Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, give them the true Islam. Today, people got their own notion, own definition of Islam. People want to modernize Islam. People want to be apologetic. Arab countries, Muslim countries, they preparing Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Hadith Kitab. They removing the ayats of jihad, they're removing the ahadith of jihad, and they say you must teach this in the curriculum. So what you call such people, they're out of the fold of Islam. That, remember, they want to do what the Qadianis did. How Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani La'anahullah said, you cannot fight the British there in India. We must be legal, loyal. We must be loyal subjects to the majesty and the king and queen and whatever you. So these moderners and people who are selling the deen, they're doing the same thing. They want to trim Islam and change Islam and present an apologetic Islam, a compromising Islam. What do law to the hinu for you, the known? They want you to compromise, then they will compromise. Allah Jalla Wala said, you never compromise with them. We have a deen of Islam and it's complete. It's Nizam-e Hayat. It's perfect, it's complete for all times, all places, and all circumstances. So remember that which dua you should make. So the best dua you make is for hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Yeah, what is hidayat? We translate guidance. It's incomplete. Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulub al-ibad. Ya Allah, give that person that radiance, that effulgence, that enter the inner recesses of that person's heart, so he can draw a distinction between truth and batil. Habibuna, you spoke of Wednesday just now. Go study. Go study so many books. One of the best books I found in Arabic was Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah. So go study Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sira Mubarakah. Wednesday Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes by the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, or in Dar-e Arqam, and there Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring this Umar. He's so powerful, but arch enemy of Islam. Bring him our side, Ya Allah. Or bring Amr bin Hisham to our side. Umar becomes Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu arda, the second greatest person after Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then he Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu to walk on this earth after all the messengers and Anbiya and Prophet alayhi salam. So he becomes Subhanallah till today, buried right next to the Master alayhi salatu salam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar Farooq, when he used to walk, even the enemies knew this is Farooq coming. We better move. Shaitan's huzu. Shaitan got no huzu, just to make you understand. He used to take a U-turn and run away. So that was Sayyidina Umar. And Amr bin Hisham became Abu Jahl. He became La'anahullah forever. And Almighty Allah cursed him. You read Surah Dukhan, Inna Shajadat al-Zakum Ta'amul Athim. He used to walk in the gullies and alleys of Makkah with pride and arrogance. Anal Azizul Kareem. Allah mocks him. Allah sabil tahakkum, you call this in Arabic, in balagha and rhetoric. Allah says, look, taste now this tree. Innaka antal azizul kareem. You said you are powerful. You said you are generous. Now taste the food and the water of Jahannam. Allah mahfazna min. Allah protect us. So see, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. When you ask Allah, ask for hidayat. Umar became radiyallahu anhu warda, and Abu Jahal, Amr bin Hisham, became la'anahullah, Allah's curse forever upon him.
Muftisan, please advise. This person says that they've read a few salah in the wrong direction and realized later. What must they do now?
It depends what higher. You need to know all the circumstances. You move to a new town, a new place, a new house, whatever, and you ask your neighbor and so forth, which way is Qibla, and they showed you. And then after 1 week, you realize, you must remember that this is, you understand, the Qibla direction, and so the real Qibla direction. So because you ask somebody and so forth, so all that salat you read in the wrong direction, that salat is valid. Oh, you use your compass and you make tahari, you use your discretion, then all that salat is valid. But you just said, no, man, Allah Ta'ala is here and there and everywhere. So now I just read salat and then you found the proper direction, then you have to repeat the salat. I tell you one story. We got a lot of stories. One day, I won't take the place name. So I asked that lady there, my kind of cousin, which way is Qibla? So it's it. So the one person told me, you know, I got doubt. I said, but they know they stay here and all that. So anyway, the next time I went, so I asked, which way is Qibla? So they said the opposite there. I said, but didn't you tell us this way is Qibla? So she said, you know what, when I saw you and you asked me, I got such a shock, I gave the wrong direction. So I said, you gave us the direction of Masjidul Aqsa, the first Qibla. So anyway, so Salat is done like that. So you must remember. So whenever I see that family, I remember that story that they showed us in their own house the wrong direction. So people get very, very upset. They don't know. I don't know if they're reading Salat or not, but anyway, so you must remember, you must make tahari, use your discretion, and you ask people. We travel here and there, so in the plane and us and all that, and you know, but now there's no plane business, we're sitting tight quietly. So you must remember, in a case like that, you make tahari, use your discretion, then your Salat is valid, even if you face the wrong direction.
Mufti Sahib, this message comes, says our helpers are feeling ill, they're not Muslim, are we allowed to use interest money to for their medical expenses?
Yes, you can give them interest money, but it must not be in exchange of services or labor rendered. It must be just you getting rid. Interest is in your possession, not in your ownership. Interest is totally haram in all forms, shapes and sizes. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. One warning, one wa'id, Almighty Allah used. For interest, Allah did not mention for any crime in the noble Quran. You will find this only in one verse and in one hadith. The Quranic verse, Surah chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not abstain and refrain from riba, from interest, from sud, from viaj, all as I gave you 4 or 5 languages there, so you must remember, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who can make war against Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Alayhi Salaam? And in the entire corpus of hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you will find قَوَلَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَمَاسْتَ حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ states, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَدِيثِ قُدْسِ, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيَّا, who hates the awliyaullah, the true awliyaullah, you hate them, you want to cause harm to them and so forth, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, then I announce war against you. You want an incident? Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Rahimullah, who was a paraplegic, remember Ariel Sharon, the war criminal who said, break the bones of the Palestinians. He brought the war, the missile, and what after Fajr. They murdered murdered him in cold-blooded murder. You must remember that extrajudicial killing, as they like to call. So this was of Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Waliullah he was. Allah Jalla wa Ala showed Qudrat ka karishma, the power of Allah, the apartheid regime, best doctors, best physicians, best specialists, 8 years sakarat for Ariel Sharon. Remember, go and check it up. So man adali waliya, don't play with the awliyaullah, that when Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes, Allah ki lati be awaz here, Allah stick hits without the noise. Ask Donald Trump. I told him, Trump, you don't have the Trump card. We have the Trump card. What you say? We will put you on Merkaz Sahaba. We'll interview you now to see what you say.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakallahu Khairan for this afternoon's Q&A program. And now that brings us to the Nasiha. Mufti Sahib.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First, let me give you the report back, this thing back, the program, then you'll know. 4 o'clock, my brother Tobela got the whole program here. Yeah, very good. Siddiqa, Siddiqi Beti. So this is how we started Markaz Sahaba with Allah's help. We must have that great, great love for Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He passed away in this month, Jumad al-Ukhra, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 13th year after Hijrah. So we speak of Siddiq and Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So thereafter the Asr Adhan, and then after at 10:04, 16:10, Mona Tanwirul Haq Tanwi Urdu lecture, inshallah. 5 o'clock, Mona Dawood Siddat, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lovely beloved daughter. And then at 6 o'clock, Mona Suleiman Qatani, not lecture, du'as and so forth of Mona Qatani at 6 o'clock. Then, inshallah, just after 7 o'clock, the Maghrib Adhan and the Salats and all that. Thereafter, at around 7:10, so that will be Mona Ridwan Kaji, the deception of the Western education. And then at 8 o'clock, Mona Arafat, Mona Salim Karim, mashallah, their program and replay. And then 9 o'clock, after the Isha Adhan, lecture by Mawsa Iman Katani, 10 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, and 11 o'clock, repeat of Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan's program. Okay, I got 3-4 minutes left quickly. One advice I want to give you. Every Muslim, right, irrespective of who we are, where we are, I'm addressing the whole world, we all must love our masjid, right? Why is a masjid called masjid? We stand in the masjid, we bow down in the masjid, we sit in the masjid. But remember that Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. When that banda, that servant, that slave goes into sajda in prostration, it's an act of complete submission and surrender to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It's most beloved to Allah, that the servant is doing exactly the opposite of Iblis and Shaitan. He refused, he defied the command of Allah based on his pride and arrogance. Aba wastakbara. So make and beg Allah abundantly. So masjid, sajda ki jaga, the place of sajda. So we all must love our masjid. Second one, we know there are problems in Africa, we know there are problems in Africa and in the world. But what's preventing me and you? Daily we read 2 rakat salat. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Take the name of Allah and say, Ya Fattah, O beloved Allah, you remove all the obstacles, impediments. You open our masajid. I said this morning in Dalum Zakaria, Hazrat, ye Christian wale, Isai wale ke andar itni ghairat hai, that they going to court to open their masajid, to open their churches and so forth. So imagine that they have such affinity. So why where we are? So we must cry, beg Almighty Allah, irrespective of which school we belong to and what we are. So let us all agree on this point. Our masajid, all our musallas, all have to open throughout the world, South Africa, Africa, the whole world. So that's number two. So what we're going to do about it? So our dua, our charity, when we enter the masjid, what we say? Learn the sunnah dua. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi ghfirli dhunubi. We retake Allah's name. We send salawat, salutations, peace upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive me my sins. Rabbi ghfirli dhunubi. We enter with our right foot. We say, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmah. Ya Allah, open the doors of mercy for me. So we're depriving ourselves from the special mercy. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith. Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha. The best place that is most beloved to Almighty Allah is the masjid. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah aswaquha. And the most detested place by Allah is the market, the malls and the bazaar. So remember, we spend hours and hours and hours in the mall, in the shop, in the job, in the market, wherever. But we masjid has become a big problem. So remember, we ask you, we beg you, we appeal to you, cry to Allah, Ya Allah. Let me give you one incident of this week here. This Friday did pass. A youngster says, I went to the masjid, the mosque, and it was closed. Now, I don't know what to do. So he ended up playing snooker, he ended up playing pool, and he missed all. If you take the normal Muslim today, it's haram, obviously, but I'm speaking pragmatically, that majority of the ummah does not read five times salat. But at least they had some affinity to the masjid on Friday. And that be a heart segya. That also is going away. So what will be left? They become spare, ready-made candidates to leave the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. So I beg you, I appeal to you, I urge you, that Allah has put us in this halat. Why? We took everything for granted and we thought it will never change. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh, beloved Allah, we cry, we beg, we beseech you, Ya Allah, that we seek your protection. Don't snatch away these bounties you gave us, you conferred upon us. Don't snatch away the masajid from us, Ya Allah. If need be, we are in consultation with senior counsel, lawyers, all that. They might be from our side also. We will still discuss what actions with all that. You make dua, whatever is khair. So please, I beg you, make special dua for Haramain Sharifain, for Masjid al-Aqsa, all the masajid of the world. May Almighty Allah make our khatim on iman. I thank my brother Tobela. He is preparing the podcast. Inshallah, 4:30, 4:45, you will receive it in all four parts. Now we go and listen to Siddiqa, Siddiqi Beti or Ladli. May Allah grant us His love, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahle Bayt, the household of Nabi alayhi salam, and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran and wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib, and to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally as well as globally. As we conclude, a dua shifa request has come in for Brother Ibrahim Simji, who is quite ill in hospital. Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa, and all the others that are ill, Allah Ta'ala also grant them complete shifa. Those that have passed on, Allah Ta'ala grant them jannatul firdaus. Until next time, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummiyyi fi amanillah. Ma'assalama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tu pakar ilmo siddiq o safa, siddiq ki beti siddiqa. Tu pakar ilmo siddiq o safa, siddiq ki beti siddiqa. Tu ahli ya mahbub e khuda, siddiq ki beti Siddiqa. Tu ahli ya mahbub e khuda, Siddiq ki beti Siddiqa. Tu pakar ilmo Siddiq o safa, Siddiq ki beti Siddiqa. Ye mera qalam, ye meri zabaan, kya shaan karenge teri bayaan. Ye mera qalam, ye meri zabaan, kya shaan karenge teri bayaan. Quran hai tera madhasara, صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ قرآن ہے تیرا مدح سرا صدیق کی بیٹی